26 states block Title IX revisions implemented by Biden-Harris administration. By Paul Bois on September 4, 2024. As many as 26 states have blocked Title IX revisions implemented during the Biden-Harris administration, with hundreds of colleges looking to follow suit. According to Center Square, 26 states have blocked the revisions by an injunction, with nearly 700 schools will not be required to enforce the revisions if students are members of Young America's Foundation or Female Athletes United, two of the suing groups. The Title IX revisions became effective August 1 and allow males who identify as female in female spaces such as bathrooms and locker rooms. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Alaska, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Ohio, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota make up the 26 states suing over Biden's Title IX rules, the Center Square previously reported. A Kansas judge issued the injunction that stopped Title IX revisions from going into effect at any American school with a student belonging to either Young America's Foundation or Female Athletes United. Inside Higher Ed reported, 48 states are affected. The Supreme Court upheld this decision. Young America's Foundation Chief Communications Officer Spencer Brown said in an email to the Center Square that the injunction stops the Department of Education from penalizing and endangering students with novel, illogical rules that would endanger both free speech and personal safety. Now, students can speak the truth knowing the law is on their side. And that YAF will continue to fight until we get a final decision that permanently eliminates the Biden-Harris administration's destructive rules, Brown added. Bold YAF activists are on the front lines of the battle for truth on campus. Some of the most notable battles of the day being transgenderism and women's safety. This lawsuit is a way for YAF to defend every student's right to say what they believe. And more students are joining YAF every day as a result.